This is US 99.
Hey, Drew. This is Sam Hunt.
Sam Hunt, how are you, brother?
Hey, man. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm so glad that you're calling.
Yeah, man. Good to talk to you.
The reason that you had to call at this time is because I was just giving away pit passes to see you on Saturday. So it's sort of okay, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No worries.
Are you ready for the party of the summer in Chicago?
Oh, yeah, man. I've been looking forward to this the show for a while.
What do you think the number one thing your fans are talking about this week in relation to you? Do you have any idea?
I don't know for sure.
Because I don't think it's new to you, but apparently it's new to your fans that you shaved your head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I guess I've had a hat on a lot this summer, but yeah, I shaved my head here a few weeks ago. I do that about every year or so.
And in solidarity to you, because I knew you're calling today, I shaved my head this morning just for you. Although, in all truth, I did that every day for the last 5 years.
It's a lot cooler.
It is, and it's a lot less maintenance, too, and you don't have to pay to go to the salon every 6 weeks.
I know it. No haircuts for a while. Just get the clippers out. I can do it myself.
That's right. So you've been enjoying summer. What's the best thing to happen to you this summer, if you could pick one thing?
Well, I mean, we've been having a blast on the road with Luke.
Yeah.
I snuck in a little fishing trip a couple weeks ago and had a really good time doing that. So that was a highlight.
Where'd you go?
I went down to this little island off of Belize. It's this little fishing lodge. It's on a little chain of islands out in the ocean. And,
yeah.
Just a cool little fly fishing camp that I've wanted to go to for a long time, and we had a good time.
My wife and I did our 10-year anniversary, I got like 7 years ago, at an island off Belize. It's the greenest water I've ever seen.
Yeah, man.
But we weren't fishing. I mean, we were just sitting on a dock with beer and food. You were much more active than we were.
Well, it's a great place to hang out. I could have easily been just fine doing that.
Is this your first time playing Wrigley Field?
It is. That's right.
Are you a baseball guy?
Yeah, well, I grew up playing baseball, and you know, I grew up in the 90s when the Braves were doing very well. So
you a Braves guy?
You had to be a Braves fan if you're from where I'm from. Yeah, that's right.
Because this is Mecca. We've had a bunch of country concerts in the last years at Wrigley Field. The very first country act years ago was Rascal Flatts, and then we've had Paisley, and we've had Florida Georgia Line, and we're excited to add Sam Hunt to the marquee on Saturday.
Yeah, man, I've never been to Wrigley Field. I've always wanted to see a game there or just visit Wrigley Field. So this will at least give me a chance to come check it out.
And the second question I got, I guess you call it the second number one question from your fans, is there a chance during the show that you come out into the crowd, especially since it's Wrigley? Like, I don't see Sam Hunt really crowd surfing, but maybe some high-fiving, some fist-bumping?
Yeah, well, that's one thing I do most shows, try to get out into the crowd one way or the other. So I'm sure I'll figure out a way to make it happen.
Do you have a favorite baseball food or a favorite ballpark food that is maybe a cheat for you during the summer or maybe when you have a weekend off?
I mean, a hot dog at a baseball game is a must.
Yeah. I mean, we all eat healthy. I get it. And especially you guys, because you're athletes, you're on the road, but everyone has a cheat every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. The last thing we want to know about you, Sam Hunt, we've been asking every star we've talked to this summer. Do you have your cell phone on you, by the way?
Yep, I do.
All right. Do you have the Uber app?
I do.
We want to know what Sam Hunt Uber's rating is.
Let me see. Let me have a look at it.
And I'll tell you, do you know how to do it? Because I had to teach some folks how to do it. You go into Uber and hit the upper left-hand corner and then hit settings or that little three bar and it pops up. We had a 5-0 score this summer that we didn't believe it until the person showed it to us. His name was Walker Hayes.
Ooh, he is a super nice guy. I don't doubt that.
Sam Hunt's Uber score is what?
My score was a 4.8.
4.8?
Yeah.
That's damn. Kind of heavy, isn't it? I thought I was going to beat you. I'm a 4.75.
Okay.
Actually, no, I take that back. 4.78.
We're close, then.
What is the Sam Hunt tip to get to be a 4.8? How do you get such a good score for your Uber?
Huh. I don't know. I kind of like to maybe I'll start conversations with the folks that I'm riding with a lot of times. So maybe I'm just come across as friendly, maybe. I don't know.
Have you been recognized in an Uber and denied it was you?
No, I'm a terrible liar. When somebody asks me, I can't in good faith look them in the eye and tell them a lie. They'll see it on my face.
You're like, yeah, sure. Yep, thanks for taking me to the airport. Appreciate it.
It's been a while since I've Ubered, but I've definitely taken advantage of it.
Well, we love you in Chicago, Sam. You are a superstar, and we are so excited that you and Luke are headlining together for Saturday at Wrigley Field, and it's 3 days away.
I know it, man. It's around the corner. I got family coming to town and sort of wrapping up the summer. And so we're going to make it a special one. So we're looking forward to it.
We can't wait to see you and wish you all the best, buddy.
Thanks, man. Good to talk to you, brother.
Take care, Sam.
All right. See you, man.
That is Sam Hunt on the job with US 99.